Chapter 16. The next Monday, after the last bell, Nori skipped along with the rest of the UDM kids to the high school pool. Ms. Starr had arranged a celebration. True, the day had started with a bit of a bummer. The UDM students had all received their grades on the Bing Day projects, and Ms. Starr had given Nori and Willa a Q for quite good, but nothing to bang a drum about. It wasn't a grade worth calling Father about. In fact, it was a grade to avoid telling Father about. But truthfully, Nori hadn't been surprised at the grade. They had deserved that Q. On the bright side, Nori had learned a lot about Gertrude, and some stuff about teamwork, too. Mostly, she'd learned a lot about Willa. But other than getting that Q, the day had been awesome. After lunch, a package had been delivered to Ms. Starr. The Bing Society had mailed the UDM class a box of white chocolate polar bears with marshmallow filling. Polar bear Gertrude candies! 10 bears, one for each kid, one for Ms. Starr, and one for Carrot. It was a thank you treat in honor of Willa for saving the parade, and to thank the UDM kids for helping save the museum from rainy ruin, even though it was their fault the museum had to be saved in the first place. Now Nori was hopped up on sugar. She'd be the first kid in the water. She cannonballed into the deep end. "Jump in," Ms. Starr encouraged the others, waving them toward the pool. Their teacher wore an electric yellow bathing suit with black stripes. It made her look like a joyful bumblebee. Elliot dove into the deep end with Nori. Willa followed, and Nori didn't even feel jealous when Willa popped up and gave Elliot a splashy high five. She figured she'd join them eventually. But first, she swam to the shallow end, where Marigold and Pepper were using the stairs to get into the pool. "Come on in," Nori told them. "It's warm once you get used to it." Bax got in but refused to use the unicorn floaty, even though it had been repaired with duct tape. Instead, he stayed in the shallow end and held on to the wall. Andres wore his brick pack and stayed in the shallow end, too. He and Bax started a splash war. Coach and Ms. C sat on the edge of the pool. Sebastian joined Elliot and Willa at the deep end, wearing large flippers and holding on to a foam noodle. Nori dove beneath the water and popped up again. This was the best way ever to celebrate Willa's amazing Bing Day accomplishment. Nori found Ms. Starr. "Can I flux?" "Pleasey, please, please." Ms. Starr glanced at Coach, who glanced at Ms. C.
"Young lady," said Ms. C, folding her arms over her chest, "I do not want to see that porcufin in my pool ever again."
"No porcufin," said Nori. "I promise."
"Keep it small and nothing with fur. Good gracious, you have no idea how many hairballs I had to pull from the drain after your squittin'."
"Hairballs? Gross." "Okay, nothing with fur," Nori agreed.
"Do you think you can do pure squid?" Coach asked.
Nori shook her head. "I think my squid will go furry." "Hey, Nori," Willa called. "Can you flux into a pufferfish?"
"Do it," called Elliot.
"Or don't,"
Bax groused. He sighed.
"And if you must, don't you dare poke me."
Silly Bax. Nori wouldn't poke anybody. And pufferfish were nice and small. But could she do pufferfish? Could she do any fish without adding fur or growing huge?
"I think you might have pufferfish in you," said Coach encouragingly, "because of the porcufin. You know, spiny water creatures are a very specific kind of fluxing. People who do narwhals, for example, can do cowfish, pufferfish, and occasionally even sea urchins."
He gave Nori some reminders about holding on to the human mind, plus some fish-fluxing hints he'd read up on since their awkward lesson in the pool. Nori listened carefully. Then she shook out her limbs. She swooshed her hips. She did a flip in the water. Bulge. Whoomph. Pop!
She did it, Willa cried. Look, everybody, Nori's a pufferfish.
Pufferfish Nori waggled her fins. She could breathe in the water. She zipped around in circles and then flung herself into the air, flapping her tiny side fins wildly. Briefly, she saw her reflection in the water. She looked like a soccer ball, but blue. She landed in the water and went under again. She sucked in a mouthful of water and popped her face out to spray it all over Bax.
Ah!
He cried, trying to splash her back. But Pufferfish Nori was already underwater again. A sea of tiny bubbles gurgled out behind her. She flapped her fins and launched herself across the pool, popping out of the water and skipping over the surface like a well-thrown stone. She shot high into the air, whoop, then landed smack in Willa's outstretched arms, ploop, like a balloon. Willa lifted Pufferfish Nori over her head and tossed her to Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, catch!
Pufferfish Nori landed in Elliot's arms. She squirmed underwater for a quick breath before Elliot tossed her back to Willa. Pepper swam over to join the game. So did Sebastian. Bax paddled his floaty closer.
I'm open, he called, lifting his hands. Throw her here!
Again and again, Pufferfish Nori soared through the air, dunking underwater every so often to catch a quick breath.
Hey, Bax, can you do volleyball net yet? Elliot asked.
No.
Well, maybe one day.
Not if I can help it, Bax said.
Sheesh.
But Pufferfish Nori thought maybe Bax would want to someday. And she thought maybe someday Willa would reign outdoors. And maybe she, Nori, would flux into a whale.
Or a kitten whale. A kale.
Or even a mermaid.
Anything was possible.